I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So I remember when I was, 12, 13, start my teenage years, I was always one of the shortest people. When I went to high school, it was like, oh my God, everyone's so big. It was weird. And I used to think, oh my days, I'm never going to grow. I'm too small. No one's going to rate me. Like, it was one of those things. By the time I got to year 11, I was taller than all my brother's friends. Like, they were 4 years older than me. I was taller than all of them. I was one of the tallest in my friendship groups. I think while I was short, I kind of felt like I was a bit open to getting criticised, getting bullied a bit. But as soon as I was tall enough, it was like almost everything else didn't matter. If I had a big nose, it didn't matter. If I had weird ears, it didn't matter. As long as man was tall, it was like no one could speak to me. From Vice and Brent 2020, London Borough of Culture. This is Vent Documentaries. Young people from one London borough telling you the stories we care about. This is series 2 and we're talking about love. I'm Isaiah. I would say around 16, 17, I became, I was very confident with myself. I got a bit stronger and I was getting good at football, which was another confidence boost. It was like, okay, cool. Like, oh, girls exist. Like, I think that's when girls started coming to my life after that. When you're younger, it was a lot like, oh, she thinks you're cute. And I was like, she thinks I'm cute? What does that mean? Like, I don't know then. But then when you're older, it's like, okay, cool. Like, she thinks I'm cute. Cool. Like, I'm going straight in. I was the player type kind of guy when it came to girls.
Just chatting to every single girl, linking every single girl, going to weird places with the girls, like almost everything, like some sort of school board or like tally in my head. I'm thinking, yeah, kissing, like, grabbing bum, breasts, like all of them things were kind of normal to me. I don't know why. All my days, like all the girls in my year, this has happened. That's happened to like 8 girls in my year now, or 3 girls from the year above, or like.
And at the time, a lot of my friends weren't there yet. Like a lot of them were still just playing football, or we were just chasing each other around, or we were just fighting on the field. So it was like I was kind of like one of the few guys at my age that would speak like very active with girls.
There was this one girl, she had a massive crush on me. I remember the guys would catch me in the corridor with a girl and everyone would just laugh, and it was just like, she would be embarrassed, but I'd just think, yeah, I'm the guy. Like I used to used to add to my ego all the time. Like after like, I think 3 months of like not dating, but we used to do things.
And like, she was like, oh, so when is it time for a relationship?
And I remember I just laughed in her face. Like, I proper just laughed in her face. Like, relationship? Like, get out of here. Like, I was having a great time.
A lot of it was like, what can I get away with? So there was a time where it was at a point where I was just balancing a lot. Like, I was balancing a lot of different females in my life. I think around year 10, so I was at 15. And there was a point where I had one girl who really liked me. And this one was a thing where it was very public. Like, everyone knew that she liked me, and we were kind of together doing a thing, whatever. And then another thing started off with a girl in the year above me. Which is then it was like, okay, cool. Then also within the same year,
there was another girl,
I think she was in my English class or whatever, and she was, like, her personality was very different to the other girl that was in my year. So a lot of it was because they were so different. Like, literally, they were just completely different people. That's why I was able to work.
All three of them, all the time.
So I had 2 girls in my year and a girl above, and all three of them, all the time. So there was one She lived very close to school. So I used to, like, I remember, like, even, like, during lunch sometimes, it was just, like, we'd run off to her house or whatever.
When I did that, I would make excuses for the other girls to why I couldn't go chill with her, be with her during lunch.
So it was, like, the one in my year, the one I was with, the one that was like me, that was popular, I used to just be with her when I was around everybody else. It was, like, whenever I was with everyone else, I was with her.
Do you know what I mean? It was, like, in everyone else's eyes, that was my girl, that was the person I was speaking to.
Whereas I had this other girl who was very quiet, and, like, she was just... She was normal with me, but everyone saw her as quiet, etc., etc. So it was like, it was very manipulative.
But then the girl with the get above, it was like, I used to see her outside of school. Do you know what I mean? Because she was older, she had more freedoms. Like,
I used to go link her after she dropped off her little brother. We used to go eat together, we used to go this, we used to go back to her house.
I was a proper liar. Like, I used to just manipulate all these things, and I just thought, like, it proper gave me a rush. Like, I loved it.
Great time. Great, great time. I remember that nobody really found out about what I was on until later. Like, you have to remember, to keep all of that working was like, I couldn't tell none of my friends. Because if I told one person, I would have got out. So I was like, it was literally just classic me. To get away with all of this, I proper thought I was the shit. Like,
prime time, coolest guy, like, so manipulative, so cool. Like, I just enjoyed it, man.
I proper enjoyed it. I really thought I was capable of anything. I was on top of the world those days. There was this one time where it was at a point where the main girl I was speaking about was very, like, suspicious of me now. Then I remember this one day I had this one area where I used to link one of the girls. It was like the top floor near art, whatever, I used to make out, whatever. I must have been with the main one, and then I was like, oh, I need to go, the boys are calling me, whatever. And then she sees me going up this corridor now. She's obviously thinking, if he's going to the boys, why is he going to this corridor? She decides to follow me up the corridor, and then I must have obviously got to the top a few, maybe even a minute before her. So by then it was already like I was very close with this girl, like I was holding her in and I was holding her in. I wasn't kissing her yet, but I was holding her in or whatever. Then boom, she comes up the corridor, one of her friends, and her friends just go crazy on me.
Who do you think you are trying to play, my friend? Do you think you can do this? Do you think you can do that?
And I remember thinking, oh shit, like the jig's up, like. Yeah, we had a great run, Isaiah, like, and it just fell apart, and it was just like, it is what it is. And then they just got stuck going mad on me, and the girl that obviously I hurt, she's gone quiet now. Like, she's proper just quiet, like, she's embarrassed, etc., etc., and the other one's confused. So it was like, so much is going on, what are them saying?
Who is this girl? Like, what's going on? Why is she saying this? Who is she to you? Da-da-da-da.
And the other one's super quiet, her friends are just cussing me, saying, you're a bitch, you're a waste, man. Oh, you're a fuck boy, like, da-da-da-da. I just got my hand on my mouth, like, I'm not even gonna lie, I think I was smirking, like, I was probably just laughing in my head, like, shit. Probably by the end of school day, all the men came up to me, all my boys, they came up to me, like, yo, you've been on this, you've been doing that, you're mad, you're the guy, you're this, and it was, again, like, hitting my ego, like, I was thinking, yeah, once again, I'm up, like it just gassed me even more. I used to go down the corridor and, like, all these girls screwing me, giving me the evil eye. Like, it just, like, my reputation with the guys went up, and then with the reputation with the girls, it went down. All of them were just looking at me different now. Like, even then, like, a couple of the girls, they got over it quickly, but it was, like, certain fresher groups. Like, I couldn't go next to after, like. But the thing is, yeah, with the girl in the year above, she was kind of, obviously, she was outside of it. She didn't know these girls. So it was like, I still had that, like, ready for me. It wasn't over. It was just like, on to the next kind of thing. There was a point where it was a bit older, getting to, like, sixth form stages and that, and I had one girl. This girl's been around, like, all the time, and then she glowed up. I don't know, like glowed up as in, like, she got a lot prettier and stuff. And I knew who she was, but it was, like, at this point I noticed her. And then she started becoming, like, coming to some of my maths lessons, start kind of my history lessons, etc., etc., so I would see her a lot more. And then it was kind of like something just kicked off, we became good friends. And eventually I realised, yo, like, whoa, like... Man likes this girl still, like, and that was something that was new to me as well. Like, for me to have caught feelings of somebody was very new to me. So It took me a second, and then it was like, okay, let me go for it. She was a bit hesitant at first because obviously she understands my reputation at the time, so she didn't really want to be involved. And, you know, a bit of Isaiah charm and that, and then we were in. We were in. At that stage, 3 months, looking at it now, it wasn't much, but in that stage, 3 months was, it felt like a very long time, because you have to realise them days I was seeing her 5 times a week. Like, it was compulsory because I was in school with her. I was in sixth form, but that's not counting all the other times where we would link up after school, whatever. So I was like, yeah, I proper liked her, whatever. She liked this other guy before me, and he was a bit too shy. He wasn't really ready to shoot his shot, as you would say. Like, he wasn't really ready to make a move. So it got to the point where eventually he made the move. Something happened between them, and then that same day, she ended things with me. She left me for him. That shit hurt. That shit hurt. It probably hurt me. You know, it hit me in the heart. It hit me in the heart. It changed my whole mindset of things, because it was like, I was for years, I couldn't even go back to every single girl and apologize, but it was for years, I was acting a certain type of way, being very selfish, doing whatever I wanted, hurting whoever I wanted to hurt, and then for it to come back to me in that form, which hit hard. I don't think I'm emphasizing enough how hard it hit, but that hurt, bro, that hurt. So it was like, the karma came back for me straight back, like, boom, it just hit me so hard. So then after that, it was like, how dare I treat those people like that? I am such a waste, man. Like, I'm such a waste, man. I caused all this pain, caused all this heartache. And for what? Like, just for me to enjoy myself? Like, there was a time, I think, all the way up to, like, at that point, which is around 17, 18, which is very late if you think about it, yeah. 17, 18, there was a point where I still hadn't really formed any sort of emotional attachment to anybody besides my family, like, deep emotional attachment. Like, obviously I've got my boys and I've always had love for them, but it's just a very different kind of thing. It was like, it was part of me finding myself, but it was like, I never knew what it was like until I got hurt. It's like a complete journey. Like, I see love as a very different thing now, so I'm very grateful for all of that. Every single girl that came in my path after that, I would take a very different approach to them. I would get to know them, I'd be nice to them, I'd communicate very well to them. Because, you know, I've always had that ability, I've always been able to communicate well. I've always been able to say, what's wrong? What do you like? What don't you like? Like, are you happy? Like, all those things there. It was like, I was able to do it, but before I didn't think there was a need, whereas now I'll go ahead and do that. I would allow people to get to know me, because to some extent, these girls didn't know me that well, you know? They knew my other persona, they knew this fuckboy, player type guy, like this bachelor type guy. They didn't know the real Isaiah, like, they didn't know me that well. So a lot of it was about letting them get to know me in this new version that I am. And I was growing with them, like, these people were part of my growth now. It opened me up to a whole new world of love. And that's what played such a big part in the relationship I am in now. I can see that vulnerability, the growth, the heartbreak, the confusion, the player. It all came up to the point of the person I am now, who is in a relationship. I've been in a relationship for over a year now, which is crazy to me. In a sense, I got so lucky that I found somebody who respected my vulnerability, respected me as a person, respected my past, and also was ready to go with me. One of the biggest fears in any relationship is that, will you get cheated on, or will you cheat? And I have to almost say, I can guarantee that I would never, like, I would never. I know what it means to hurt somebody and also to be hurt. And because of those past experiences, I don't think I'm physically capable. It would in a most selfish way, it would destroy me before it destroyed her, knowing that I hurt somebody that bad. Speaking directly about love, I think the way I would define it a few years ago is that it doesn't exist. I would probably even say it doesn't exist, it's not a real thing. And what I would define it as now is that it's a skill, that love is a skill. Something you have and something you constantly work on. Something you just enjoy having, like it has to be part of your resume. It's like it's embedded in you, like I'm somebody who loves now, that's what I'm part of. Like when I speak to my friends, like, oh, they say, how's you and da da da. And I always say, this love thing is good, like as if it's what I am, it's as if I'm somebody that's in love. Like a badge on my chest. Thank you for listening to Vent Documentaries. I'm Isaiah. Vent Documentaries are produced by Jess Lawson and Ali Adlerton, with help from Amelia Gill and Mawid Majid. Our music is from WMP Studios. Vent is a collaboration between Vice and Brent 2020 London Borough of Culture.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.